All right, you guys. I want to first thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. I want to thank you for your support. I really just wanted to check in and let you guys know that I'm doing good. I really am doing good. Yes, a few days ago, I was in a very low place. I was going through some different emotions. But I really am doing better. I promise you I'm doing better. I even reached out to my therapist. But you know how we do. You know, when everything seems to be clicking, we okay, and then as soon as the bottom falling, we need a friend and, you know, loved ones and all of this. So I reached out to my therapist. Yes, well, I did. And I'm gonna be honest, because that's what I do over here. I asked my therapist about putting me on a hypnosis. I've done hypnosis twice before, and it's really not good to go under hypnosis too many times, but I asked. So once we do our session, we'll see. Can I be honest with you guys without judgment? Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. There are some things that have happened in my life, right? Even with friendships, even in relationships, even with my family. And like I've told you before, I've had people lie on me. I've had people write letters saying, pretending to be me about certain situations. I've had my identity stolen. I've had very ugly stuff that has transpired regarding my identity being stolen that have left me having to defend myself. It's very complicated. Is a whole thing. It's still under investigation, so I can't really go into specifics, into details. But it's those type of issues that have left me feeling alone, feeling judged. I even at times I felt insecure. And all of that, you know. So I started thinking that it's so much that have happened, and my resources were saying this person have done this over a 2-3 year span. This isn't something that this person had just did. This person had been doing this for a very long time, and this person has been in your account for a very long time. And I was just clueless. I was just dumb. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, I just keep asking myself, how did you not know? How did you not check into these things? Why weren't you looking for these things? You should have been looking for these things. Well, I wasn't looking for those things because I wasn't going to those websites. I wasn't going into those accounts. I had like an email address that I wasn't using. So I didn't have those accounts that I was going into. And then when I did lose access to those accounts, because I didn't use them that often, I didn't try to get back in those accounts. I just figured it was something with the system because I kept having to reset the password. So that was a thing. So I keep trying to rationalize in my mind how I could have let this happen. And then when you have friends and family members that are questioning you to where you have to explain things to them, where some of your friends don't believe it, it's like, I mean, am I lying? Like, am I making this up? Like, did this shit really happen? I'm pretending that it didn't happen because I don't want to be embarrassed. And I'm like, but you ain't never been embarrassed of the stuff that you've done. And a friend of mine's, not to bring them up, said, well, you had to know that if it came up that you would be judged. Because I didn't want to be judged and blah, blah, blah. And they said, well, you had to know if this came up that you would be judged. And when they said it, it wasn't so much as what they said. It was who said it. And so those were different things that start putting everything else back into full context for me with friendships and things like that. And my perception of things and me ignoring certain things and me, you know, ignoring how other people feel and think and saw me. And the fact that I wasn't a good friend to these people, they didn't see me as a good friend. They didn't see me as someone that made them better. They didn't see me as someone that made their life better. I actually brought the worst out of them. I actually made them unhappy. I made them feel insecure. You know what I'm saying? Like, once I start looking at everything, and then we had a conversation, me and another friend had a conversation, and, you know, the conversation, it wasn't that the conversation had got ugly, but we were having a deep type of conversation. And they had asked me some questions. Well, I had asked them some questions and they answered them. And the question that they asked me, I wanted to know that if whatever answer they gave me, I wanted to feel like I could believe them and trust what they told me. And I did. Truthfully, I did. I had a conversation with my brother, and they kept telling me, you're not living in reality. You're not looking at things for what it is. I hear what you're saying. And what I hear is this, that, or the other. And it wasn't positive, right? And we had a bit. I said, if I have a conversation with them and their attitude is this way, I'm going to take your advice. That means maybe this friendship is at an end. And maybe I need to let this friendship go. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, that friendship should still be with respect. And if there's no respect there for me, or at least I feel like I'm not being respected, then I have to create those boundaries and stick with them. And I said, but if they respect me, I don't want to hear anything else about my friendship with this person ever again. Right? They was like, cool. I called this person back. And we had a conversation. At first, the conversation was okay. I asked them some questions. They finally answered the questions. I believed them. What they told me, I believed them. I don't know if I believed them because I just wanted to believe them. I don't know if I believed them because I had just that much love and respect for them. And I probably would have believed anything they said, even if I had doubts in the back of my mind somewhere. I don't know if that was the case, but I believed them. And then I was saying something. And then they was like, here you go, here you go. And I was like, what? I was like, let me get my thought. I don't want to hear it. I was like, let me, I don't want to hear. And they kept cutting me off when I was talking. And I felt so embarrassed. I felt so stupid. I felt like a complete idiot. They hung the phone up in my face. And then I was left on the phone with my brother. Because once they hung up, it was just me and my brother on the phone. And I remember sitting on that phone feeling like a total idiot. Because here I am just bragged and pleaded and swore up and down that we got a good friendship and they got my back and I got theirs. And no matter, you know, what's going on, they respect me and this and that. And then when they did that, the way in which they did it, that was it. And my brother said, are you okay? And I said, yeah. He's like, no, I know you. Are you okay? And I started crying. And I said, no, I'm not. He said, stop betting on people that won't bet on you. Start betting on people that will bet on you. And if you don't have anybody that you can bet on that will bet on you, continue to always bet on yourself. Bet on you. He was so mad and so frustrated. And I'm like, don't do that. You know, he was like, no. He's like, it doesn't matter how they feel or how they felt. And he was very clear. He was like, it doesn't even matter if they believe 50 million things that people say about you. You can't say you love and respect a person and do a person like that. He said, even I know that, and you know I done some shit to some people that I love. You just don't do that. Especially if you don't want someone doing that to you. And that's the only conversation that I needed to have. After that, I soaked in the tub for about 30 minutes. I did my skincare like I always do every night. And I tossed and turned. I didn't even get any sleep. And then the next morning, I got up and I had to do my training. I had to work, of course. And I called my therapist. And it was a very brief meeting. And then we had to schedule another one. And, well, we have to schedule one. And then we have to schedule a full one. And in which that time, that's when we'll discuss about the hypnosis. But I'm a person where I am bad at letting go. I'm horrible at letting go of friendships, of family, of relationships, especially if I feel like, if I feel like they love me and care about me and I love them and care about them. I have had a history of hanging on to friendships and family and relationships when people have already let me go. People have already told me what they thought of me and what they think of me and how they feel about me. And I have continued to hold on to those friendships and continue to hold on to them. I have a whole mother who I've reached out to on several occasions to try to build a relationship with, and there's hardly any effort ever to her, and I continue to hold on till one day she just might. You understand what I'm saying? And so that is my history of holding on to people that continue to tell me that I am not good for them. I am not healthy for them. I don't make their life better. I don't make them better. I make them worse, and I bring the worst out of them. And so I had myself convinced that I'm a good person. I'm a good woman. I'm a good friend. I'm a good mother. And I know I'm this, and I know I'm that. And it took this friend for me to come full circle and realize that I'm really not as good of a person as I really thought I was. Girl, you got some work to do. And let me be very clear. This isn't a pity party. This isn't me feeling sorry for myself. It isn't any of that. It is me being honest and being truthful and being real with myself. I changed a lot about me for friendships and relationships in my family. I made decisions out of fear of losing friendships and losing relationships. I walked away from friends out of fear of losing friendships and relationships. I turned my back on friends out of fear of losing relationships and friendships. I changed a lot about me to prove to people that I love that I'm in this with you. I got you. And it didn't do anything for them. It didn't do anything. Right? Can you imagine like walking away from friends? Like, you have friendships and you walk away from them. You leave them alone. You don't deal with them anymore. And the people still try to reach out to you and you don't reach out to them. But people go into your personal emails, read emails, and assume that emails mean this or that than what it really is. And you having to sit there and explain your personal emails to someone that you didn't invite in. You understand what I'm saying? So it was those type of situations for me that I realized that I even tried to explain that I didn't know what they were talking about in some situations. In some situation wasn't what it was. And it still left me doing something wrong to people. Right? Through this recent situation, I realized that the reason they couldn't believe anything that I said, because I have lied before. I omitted details before because I didn't think that I should have to say this. I don't think that that's any of your business. And I want to keep control of me. I want to have power over me. I don't want to give up my power to relationships and friendships. Or I want to feel like I still have an identity of my own. And by me doing that, it made me out to be a liar. Let me tell you something. Being in relationships and being in friendships is really tricky and it's hard work. And you're not going to always make each other happy, even in your family. And everybody's not going to always see eye to eye. But when you got family, friends, or even in business, even in your family, where there is never a situation that comes up where they have your back or they even give you the benefit of the doubt, that's a problem. And rather you caused it, you played a part in it, or you're innocent, or whatever the case may be, that is not healthy. That is not good. And if you're running behind someone else to believe you that never believe you, right? Who's running behind you? Who do you have? I didn't come on here to do this long drawn out thing. I really just came in to check in with you guys. I actually just got in. It's almost 12 o'clock. Well, it was 11:32. I went and got some drinks with a friend, and it was nice catching up. I'd said on my podcast that there are friends in my life that I know that if I reach out to them, they would be happy to talk to me. They would be happy to hear from me. And I was right. I was right. There are friends in my life that I know that if someone said, oh, she did X, Y, and Z, it don't matter what lie you done put out. It don't matter what narrative you done put out about me, right? If I've shared any of my life with you, right, they can pretty much tell you what I will and will not do. And even if it is true, I could promise you they're going to ask me with an open mind and an open heart, and they're going to listen to what I have to say, and they're not going to come to me with a made-up mind about me. And that was the reason why I didn't want to let go of old friendships. It didn't have anything to do with, oh my God, she really likes these people. And no. I know what it feels like for people to lie on you. I know what it feels like for family to lie on you. I know what it feels like for people to scandalize your name and put things out about you that's not true. And you always have to be the one to defend yourself. And you defend yourself to the people that you love the most that you shouldn't have to defend. Because if people come and tell you something about, if someone came and told me something about my friends, I'm not finna believe it. Let me tell you something. I never said this before. But back up in 2019, I went out of town. Me and some friends, we had went out of town. And we went to their family thing. And some family members was making some comments, right? And I took them personal. I took the comments to mean that they're talking about me, right? Well, it was brought to my attention recently. Those similar comments was brought back up to me again. I mentioned them to my brother, and we were talking. He was like, but I don't think they were talking about you. I think they were telling you to beware of your friend. And I was like, but why? That's their family. And my brother was like, well, it doesn't mean that they were saying anything bad about them. They was just letting you know that that person may be a challenge, and that sometimes the way that person go about doing things, you know, may not be the best when you're dealing with them, and probably just preparing you to have patience. That's what my brother said. And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, nah, that was a dig at me. And my brother kept saying, I don't think it's a dig at you, because 9 times out of 10, they ain't told they family anything specifically about you. So they don't know anything specifically about you. So the comments that they making is about them, not you. Pay attention. And what was crazy is I'd never believe anything that someone have ever said about them. Never. I never even mentioned anything that anyone has ever said about that person. Never. But I understand. I understand now more clearly why they did what they had to do and why they discontinued the friendship. I don't agree with the disrespect. I don't agree with the dismissal and the arrogance and the just the nonchalant, because I know what I'm fucking worth. I know what I deserve. I know all that. And I'll bet my life you ain't never finna find a better friend. I could promise you that. But I do want you to find a good friend that's going to support you, that's going to listen to you, hang out, go chill, party with you. Yeah, that's my best friend. That's my best friend. For real, I do want all of that. It's the margarita. But I'm going to take my ass to bed. Because I got some plans tomorrow. And then I got some plans Sunday. But yeah, I just wanted to check in with you guys. I got your messages. I'm good. I'm really good. Thank you again. I have reached out to my therapist, like we all do. You know what's weird? I'm going to say this and then I'm going to end. Through this situation, the only thing that I wanted to really do was make sure that I wasn't crazy. I wanted to make sure that I'm a good friend to some people. I may not be a good friend to everybody, but I'm a good friend to these people. And I haven't talked to these people in X amount of years, but if I reached out to them, I believed in all my heart that they would embrace me and be happy to hear from me. And that was confirmed. And I went out with one of them. Me and my cousin had drinks and it was a blast. So I feel at peace that I'm not as horrible to everybody that I've been friends with. So I take that. But this situation have made me wanted to reconnect even more with the girls, with my brother, with my loved ones. It's just made me wanted to be back centered to the people that I had been giving most of my time in life with since forever, and just concentrate on them. You know what I mean? Like there was a lot of changes and dynamics in my relationship with my family that had changed. And I realized that some of the change was me. You know, I wanted so bad for different circumstances, and I was helping to push people away so that it can be an easy transition for me. And I would always have that fear that I might end up by myself and I'm not going to have anybody to support me. And all those fears that I felt were legit. And so this situation really humbled me. It made me realize, girl, it don't matter how nice you are, how pretty your smile is, how friendly you are, how understanding and patient you are, how much you listen to people, how much you check in, make sure they good. Bitch. Sometimes you ain't a good friend to people. Sometimes people get tired of the type of friend that you are. Sometimes people just want more than what you can give. And so I say, them motherfuckers, go get the friend that you want. No, I'm serious, though. All jokes aside, I feel like we shouldn't hold on to people in our life that don't serve us. We shouldn't hold on to people in our life that don't love us, don't care about us, don't support us. And I applaud anybody to have enough nuts, a wet pussy to say, I'm done. I don't want this in my life. You don't serve me. I'm not happy as your friend, as your wife, as your girlfriend, as your boyfriend, as your daughter, as your sister, whatever. You don't make my life better. You actually make my life worse. I can't do this. And before I hurt you or not trust you or look down on you, I'm a split. I think that everybody should do that. I think everybody, instead of finding a reason to not be friends with a person, if you know that you no longer want to be friends with a person, just fucking go. You know what I'm saying? You know how cowardly it is when people go find a reason to not be friends, or people find a reason to not be married or not be in a relationship, rather than say, I ain't happy with you. You don't get my dick hard. You can't eat my pussy. Your dick ain't hard enough. You can't communicate. Like, what the fuck? So instead of people saying those things and being honest with each other, they paint a narrative of insult and criticism and belittlements, and you a cheater, you a liar, you ain't a good friend. You know, they paint these pictures of people, you know, and not only do people have to say, that's not true, da 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 da, they also have to accept no longer having these friends or these family members or their husbands or their sisters or brothers or whatever in their life. And at the end of all of it, you didn't want them in your life. So why make a situation worse rather than just saying, I got to bounce? You know what I'm saying? I do think that people do that to give themselves a room not to turn back. But I say this to anybody. If you turn back and that grass is not green on the other side, and you've hurt that person so bad, is it worth it? Was it worth it? Because I don't think doing people shittiness is worth it. When my office got closed, it wasn't my decision to make. I wasn't asked. I didn't have a conversation with it. And I found out recently that they had another hidden agenda, right? I never once said anything to them about what I found out. I left it alone because I knew that they weren't going to tell me the truth. I left it alone. And the reason I left it alone, because I felt like if they wanted me to know the real reason, they would have told me. But they didn't tell me the real reason. And on top of all of that, they left me having to explain myself or defend myself. And I think that was the worst part of it. That was the worst part of it. But now that everybody, like now that it's all out and I know and everything is clear with me, I'm proud of them. Like, I'm proud of them for actually doing that. I'm proud of anybody that does that. Like, my daughter made a decision to take another position that she doesn't really have a, she has an idea, but doesn't have a clue of how well she feels she'll do in it. And she took the position. And she's just like, I'm doing it. And I was like, I am so proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you taking these steps to solidify yourself a career and you taking chances. And I applaud you for that. So I applaud anybody that's willing to take a step, even if it means hurting somebody. I applaud you for being honest with yourself, because sometimes we gonna hurt people. And sometimes hurt is good. It feel bad. But it's good. So thank you. You know? So that's my time. I'm going to go before these margaritas have me on the floor in the kitchen, honey. Thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your patience and understanding. Thank you guys for checking in on your girl. It means a lot. Unconditional love is just what it is. I got you no matter what. I love you no matter what. I support you no matter what. I'm here no matter what. And loving a person unconditional doesn't mean that you're stupid. Doesn't mean that you're weak. It's not pretending to not know that if a person hurts you, that's okay. Because you can love a person unconditional and walk away from them. You can do that. You can do that. That's my time, you guys. Remember, let your family and friends know that you love them. Tomorrow ain't promised to any of us. When they go low, we go high like the former first lady. Men, women, love yourself. Be real with yourself. Don't carry old friendships that don't serve you, that don't make you happy. If you don't feel like they're good friends, let them go. Let them be. I do feel that there's a way to do everything. You don't have to hurt people or make them small or break them down to walk away. But you should be honest with how you feel. That's my time. Love you. Peace.